Hi, guys. It's Skip LaCour, and I'm here with Ronnie LaCour.
Hey, guys.
Here we are with another edition of Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey. And this is Ronnie's Bigger and Bolder Journey. Bigger because he's building muscle and losing body fat. And Bolder, that's his man formation. He's building confidence both inside and outside of the gym. So this is our coaching session. This is our review. We set goals. We haven't been with you for a little while. It's been at the end of week 12. So here we are at the end of week number 17. Ronnie, we just have a week and a half left. How does it feel? How do you feel this time has gone? Has it gone by quickly for you?
Yeah, it's gone by really quickly. It feels like we just started lifting a couple weeks ago, and now it's already over.
You know, and overall, I'm really proud of all your progress and how much you've taken to my coaching. I know that I've been tough on you a lot of times. That's because I love you. I want the best out of you. But you've just been a great student. That's a quality that you've always had, being a great student. And, you know, even though we haven't been with you guys listening to this podcast right now, you know, Ronnie gets continual coaching. I pound him every single day, 5 days a week in the gym, both about training and about this man formation leadership. He's been a great student, and, you know, that he's already been great at. And we've improved his skills as becoming a student, taking in information, not blocking it out. So he's receptive to anything that can help him in any way, shape, or form. Again, he was always a great student. We even took that up to another level. But what we were really focusing on is the way he carried himself, the confidence level, how he presented himself to the world. That's the whole man formation thing that I'm talking about. So not just being a good student, a good follower, but becoming a leader, someone who influences other people, leads his own mind and thoughts and actions, but also has that influence over other people, a true leader. And so that's what this whole journey is all about. Like I said, we haven't been with you since week number 12. Here we are at week number 17. Ryan's got a week and a half left. So during this, you know, podcast, this coaching session, this is the first time, maybe you're listening to on Blog Talk Radio, or on skiplacour.com, or you ran into this on iTunes, you want to go back to skiplacour.com or on iTunes or our Blog Talk Radio and go back to all the coaching sessions that we've done over this entire journey, over these 17 and a half weeks so far. I really believe that there's a lot of things that, even though I'm talking to Ronnie, even though I'm giving him the specific strategies inside and outside of the gym to help take him to the next level, I know with absolute certainty that you're going to get a lot of that too. This is what I do. I coach men all over the world, all different ages, all different goals, right? All different mindsets, you know, so everything, social, economic backgrounds, and I know this stuff can help you. So don't just listen to this session, especially if you get a lot out of this particular one that we've caught you here right now. Go back and listen to all the coaching sessions that I've done with Ronnie. This information is timeless. So I know that when you go on the internet, sometimes you hear information and you see a date on it. It might be a year before or something like that. When it comes to bodybuilding and training, when it comes to confidence, it's timeless, all right? So don't let, especially here on skiplacour.com or on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, don't let a date put you off. You can learn from all of it. It's a great thing to, while you're in the gym or you're driving, to put on these podcasts and passively learn. All right, so Ronnie, so just tell me, I'm going to break down a few areas. We're not going to talk about necessarily last week like we've done in previous coaching sessions. We're getting towards the end. I want you to take a bigger view about the entire journey. So I'm just going to pick apart a few different areas. Just give me your general thoughts, okay? When it comes to training in the gym, what you're doing in the gym, your level of confidence, your execution, what do you think about training, working out in the gym, exercising?
I think I've learned so much in such a short amount of time. And I feel like I'm really at an advanced level now that I can go out and do it on my own when I go to Santa Barbara. And I think that all the stuff that I've learned will really help me along the way. And I think all the life lessons that you give me in between sets and stuff is really good for me in the long run.
Yeah, I do really believe, and, you know, I'm almost amazed, and it's really, you know, I think a lot of it is, in addition to you being a great student, I think it's all the effort and, you know, the minutiae and how I push myself for 25 years, and so, you know, I even if my priority isn't to win another national drug-free bodybuilding champion, I still have all those years of those disciplines, those habits, right? And so I can't, even if I'm thinking about business, Mass Machine Nutrition, or my coaching client that I have in 45 minutes or something like that, I can't help but follow through because they're now habits. And what I've noticed is that you're really good at mimicking just through osmosis, even if you're not even really paying attention to all these distinctions that I'm doing. Over all this time, being together 5 days a week, over 17 weeks, you've taken them all in. And I think that's, so you're doing great there. And I really do believe you are at an advanced level for only training for really 17 weeks. And that you remember there's always a higher level too. So even though you're at advanced level, you can always crank that up a little bit more. So you never want to be totally satisfied. I know you're not, but you know that's something we may talk about later in this podcast about that edge, always taking life to the next level. But I definitely think that you're at an advanced level. And we shot some video, whether it's a short Instagram video or, you know, if you guys look back on skiplacour.com/journey, that's skiplacour.com/journey, if you just happen to be finding out about these podcasts, you'll see there's been several weeks over these 17 weeks that we did film the training. And I think that you've been surprised by how fluent your execution is. Like, man, you sat back and kind of said, wow, shit, I'm a lot better than I thought I was, right?
Yeah, I definitely feels a lot different. It looks a lot different than it feels on the video.
Right. So what it felt like, because you're challenging yourself, you weren't totally comfortable in your body, but when you looked at the video, you were a machine on how you executed.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I like I said, being in this concentrated environment, and again, guys, he stepped up. You know, you think a lot of guys have, you know, commented on Facebook. They said, "Oh man, I wish I had. My uncle was a bodybuilding champion." Well, I was always a bodybuilding champion. I mean, there are many different avenues for everybody to make their own breaks. Ronnie initiated this whole process, so you know he's got to give himself the credit for wanting it, for making the opportunity, and then showing up every day. I mean, he shows up every day on time. I think for all these 17 and a half weeks, he's may have been late maybe twice, where I've been, you know, 5 or 10 minutes late every time, right? So he made the decision. He committed to it. He's not even a morning person. He did it because of my schedule. So you deserve all the props for making it happen. Guys, you guys make your own breaks in life, whether your uncle is a 6-time national champion, drug-free bodybuilder or not. You have opportunities. You have resources out there that you may not be taking advantage of fully. So before you start thinking your life would be so much better if you had more opportunities, make sure that you're harvesting and exploiting all the resources that you do have in front of you. Okay, so that's training in the gym. How about your physical body? When you look at your body, I remember going through this process myself. You know, you improve gradually. You know you're doing well. People tell you you're doing well, but sometimes you catch yourself in the mirror. Sometimes go, damn, I look like that. So tell me about your physical body in this process.
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of changes, and I'm really happy with, especially like in my upper body. That was one of my main goals, is to get my chest bigger, because I had a really weak chest before, and I definitely have seen huge improvements in that area, and I'm definitely leaning out, and it really really is what I wanted out of this, and I think I'm really making progress to get where I want in the long run.
Have you caught yourself in the mirror thinking, damn, that's me?
Yeah, I've definitely done that, and I actually saw one of my buddies yesterday who I haven't seen in a while, and he commented on my physique, and especially one of the first things people usually say is about my shoulders, and that's the first thing he said. He said, I have Dwight Howard shoulders. So.
Yeah, that's definitely the first thing I said when I saw your shoulders, you know. And, you know, like I said, you know, Ronnie isn't trying to be a bodybuilder. He's 6'1". He's got a different kind of physique. He's looking like an athletic build. I've posted pictures on Facebook. I hope there's, like, pictures like him doing shrugs. I'm getting, like, trying to get a close-up picture so you can see how much maturity he has gained and the quality of the muscle in a short period of time. It's just not about size, even though you have size. You know, I'm not into numbers. You guys know that if you've been listening to me, because you can't tell. You can have a certain amount of body fat, and so, you know, you gain whatever 5 pounds. It may not be quality muscle. But when you started, how much do you weigh? And I know you're a lot more lean now, looking really good. I mean, you look at his shoulders, how it separates from the bicep, which separates from the triceps. You can see some detail in his forearms, you know. Get your legs covered up most of the time, but I can kind of see the same thing happen in your calves, so I can't see where it's not happening in your quadriceps, so all over. But and you talked about your chest. You see, that was one thing, you know, you talked about that being a weakness. I always knew that just how, because I've seen so many physiques, how your body carries body fat. It's true of a lot of guys, that it wasn't that your chest wasn't developed. There wasn't muscle in there. Here you're benching and, you know, we talked about a little bit about your training. But I knew that when you lost some body fat, all of a sudden these muscles pop out. And I have that experience because, you know, I'm constantly evaluating my physique when I was competing, right? I would be relatively lean. But those last few weeks when I really cut up, body parts would just come out of nowhere. And they were always there, right? So I knew that, you know, about you. So a lot of people, you know, come to you. But I was asking about the weight on the scale. When you first started, what was it?
182.
And what is it now?
192.
Yeah, okay, so, you know, that's so he goes, wow, 10 pounds in 17 and a half weeks. First of all, that's awesome, number one. But it's really a lot more than that because, like I said, I talked about his chest. I talked about the separation in it through his calves, through his arms, through his shoulders. You know, that means that he lost body fat, which, who knows, could have been like 5 pounds. And that means that he gained 15 pounds of muscle in that 17 weeks. I mean, you really don't know. It's really what you visual. Can't go by those numbers. But bottom line, you know, you did your work. You showed up every day, you know, pushed yourself, and you look great. You know, so if it's 8 pounds of muscle, if it's 12 pounds of muscle, 15 pounds of muscle, 2 pounds of fat, it's just what it looks like. You know what I mean? All right, so let's talk about the nutrition part. I mean, you've had an interesting journey. I mean, if you guys review the past coaching sessions, one thing I didn't want with Ronnie, I did not want him to be some hardcore, like, bodybuilder. Chicken and broccoli and rice, you know, 6 times a day. Even though I know that would get him results in the shortest period of time, all right, because it just works, right? I understand that unless you're just totally a meathead, you're dedicated, you got a contest, that's going to be a very hard standard to live up to when it comes to your eating. And I didn't want him to get dependent, like that's the only, get the impression, you know, the first time really doing this, I didn't want him to have the impression that was the only way to get results. So I gave him the basics of eating, some just the basic organizing principles for good nutrition, building body, building muscle and keeping your body fat level down, enjoying great foods with his family, even on weekends, an approach that I knew would work to help him build muscle and to get gradually leaner, but it's something he can live with when he's off at college, right? So tell me about your journey, and then I'm going to talk about how when you came up to me and you wanted to get ripped, because that's all part of this whole lesson. Tell me about what you learned about eating, your body, and how that all works.
I definitely kept it a pretty simple diet over the first couple months of summer.
And when you talk about simple, what do you mean by simple?
I would eat dinner with my family on a normal, like whatever my mom made. I would just try to stay away from the foods I know I should stay away from, but just like a normal diet, college student.
Right.
And just.
Right. So simple meaning that you didn't try to make it, you know, complex with all these nutrients at certain times and all that, right? And then you were conscious of the amount of food you were eating, calories too, right?
Yeah, I was more conscious on like my calorie intake, but I wasn't like worrying about my macros or anything like that.
Right, right. Because we set it up. It wasn't that he wasn't worried about it. He didn't count them every single day. He knew the general ballpark and shot for that and shot for a general ballpark of calories, and that proved to serve him well and get him results, right? So you feel comfortable even though you may not be a macro king or you don't have a nutrition degree. Do you feel that you can live a life and build muscle and stay relatively lean now going through this process?
Yeah, I think it gave me a good basis of how I should eat when I go off to college, when I have to start making food on my own and stuff. So I think I'll keep doing. I know I'll keep doing that. Stay eating healthy, and it's a very good way to. It was a good start for me going off to college and having to cook for myself.
And you know how it looks, how you can look at your body and evaluate your body, and how that definitely has the connection towards your eating. It's a real approach, right? So it's not just the eating. It's how you monitor your body, how the two connect. It's not a mystery how the two connect, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so then I was really impressed because what I've seen over my years helping out so many people all over the world, going off the internet, see how people are confused. The number one thing that challenges guys who want to have a physique they want is the diet. And the mistake they make, and maybe you guys out there listening have made this mistake in the past, is that, okay, so you go find the most ripped guy, hardcore bodybuilder, you do his diet, right? And then you do it for a couple weeks and you say, screw this, man, I can't do this, right? And even though you got a little bit of results, it was just too hard to keep up with. Well, then for the rest of your bodybuilding career or, you know, how long you've been trying to improve your physique, you just throw up your hands. Oh, I don't know, but oh man, if I just knew how to eat, I need a nutritionist. Give me strategies on how to eat, because in your mind, there was only one way to do it. And now you have this mental block that it's got to be this complex thing, right? Because you only went to the straight line, hardcore, structured bodybuilding lifestyle approach, and now you think you're left with nothing. I intentionally didn't want Ronnie to do that, but he came to me probably about 2 weeks ago now. Is that right? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So 2 weeks ago, he says, hey, Uncle Skip, man, I got like 4 weeks left. I want to pour it on. Give me a structured diet, that whole bodybuilding hardcore stuff. Break it out for me. I want to see about taking this to the next level. So, you know, my wife, Carrie, you know, put together a 2,500 calorie plan for him with the macros broken out and the meals broken out, and even the suggested meal plan. So made it pretty black and white, you know, not looking, not asking, okay, what do you want to eat here? What do you prefer here? Because he said he wanted to go hardcore. So, you know, it's like, I'll eat dog shit if that's going to make me the best. That's came to me with that attitude. So we weren't worried about all the different foods. Do you like this? What? Would you rather have this? Would you have this? Or, you know, it was just, you want to be hardcore? Boom, here it is. All right? You know, and it wasn't that hardcore, but it was a 2,500 calorie diet. Tell me about your journey with that.
It was a lot tougher than I thought. I did pretty well for the most part. I've been doing pretty well for the most part, but there's definitely times where I just get lazy and I don't want to feel like making all that food and I just eat something else. But it's definitely the hardest part of the entire process, I'd say. It's a lot.
I don't think you have to tell anybody out there listening that part.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's the hardest part of training and getting in shape by far.
Yeah, and so, you know, like all these guys are hardcore bodybuilders or they love to train, but they don't look the part. I mean, now you know what they're saying. The training is the easy part, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah.
Okay, and you can see but he did, you know, the thing is he went in there with the attitude, I don't care what this diet is, I'm going to do it. Like, he was motivated on a scale from 1 to 10 and 11. Well, it isn't that your execution was a zero. Yeah. He said, screw this. I mean, what would you say it was, though? You know, 10 is what you shot for, but your level of follow-through with that 2,500 calorie structured diet.
It was probably around a 7. There's a couple days where, like, I didn't want to make the meal before I had to go somewhere, so I just eat. I'd go out and eat, and then I wouldn't follow the meal plan. Yeah. So,
well, that's not bad. 7. 7, yeah. Seven isn't bad. Okay. But I think there's a bigger lesson that you got out of this, and I'm glad you did it this way. I'm glad that I didn't give you, again, that 2,500 calorie diet, and then you did it for a few weeks, and you said, screw this, and then you left thinking, I don't know how this works. I don't know what. And I have so many guys all the time. If I post something on Facebook, hey, guys, what's your challenge? I'm going to make some random phone calls. Man, I don't know how to get lean, you know? And it's because of how they set it up in their mind. So at least you have to contrast, you know, your more moderate lifestyle approach that was effective versus the more hardcore approach. And again, 7 isn't that bad. You did see results, too. You are seeing results. So you've been on this for about 2.5 weeks.
Yeah, and I've definitely been seeing some results. I could actually feel the areas of fat where I was losing or I wanted to lose. I could feel it definitely losing the fat there, and I was very happy with that. But it's definitely very hard to stay with. But
you don't use that word hard, right?
It was challenging, but I'm glad that I know how to do it now. So if I want to go out and do that in Santa Barbara, if I want to get lean a lot quicker than I am, and at some point I know how to do it, and I'll have the basis for it.
And also you'll be mentally prepared. So then it's just, it's not how to do it, it's how badly do I want it, right? Exactly. But you did, you know, you saw those abs coming in, like we talked about that chest, you know. And one good thing, too, is that you were hungry with eating 2,500 calories, right?
Yeah, I was hungry all day long.
Yeah. And so most times when people aren't on a structured diet and then you give them even a man like 2,500 calories, it's usually a lot of food for him because he's not really watching the diet. He's not eating enough. He thinks he eats enough. And so even with a 2,500 calorie diet, they're hungry. They're not hungry. They're stuffed, right? So you are hungry immediately, which is a great sign because that's a very healthy metabolism at 21 years old. I would say your maintenance level is like 4,000 calories. And I'm not talking about, you know, if you eat 4,000 calories, you'll get bulky and fat, gradually add fat. I think that to maintain where you are, your body probably needs like 4,000 calories. That's what your true maintenance level is. Now, I don't know, Ron, if you're familiar with this, but I'm sure, you know, guys out there who are listening to this podcast who have already explored training and nutrition, maybe they're further ahead along on their journey. One thing they use for a maintenance level is they go to some calculator. Are you familiar with this at all, with a maintenance level?
No.
So a maintenance level is, you know, I said your maintenance level is probably 4,000 calories, which you just maintain. No fat, but you can build muscle at the same time. They just go to some calculator, and I don't know whatever factors it is, but it's not individualized to the person, right? And it spits out a number, and that's what they use the whole basis to go from, right? Whether they bulk up from that point or you know, they want to cut up from that point. But it's bullshit. It's just some random number that's based on just random things. See, that's what I'm saying is you put yourself through a process. You are consistent over time. That's why that I can have better information for your specific situation that 4,000 calories is like your maintenance level. It's based on facts and real-life experience in you, not just some number some internet website. All right, so tell me about your manformation. Tell me about that whole part of this journey.
I think I've built a lot of confidence over the entire summer. I can definitely notice it in myself, and my parents have noticed it a lot. One key part of that was definitely working here at Club Sport. I interact with hundreds of people a day here, and it's built me a lot of character and a lot of interpersonal skills that I didn't have before.
Well, and also I gave you all these big bro or Uncle Skip lessons, these manformation hardcore lessons. So when you saw them in real life, you saw how they applied, right? We talked in the abstract or things that were going on in your head. And then real people, which, you know, like if you go to manformation.com, there's so many strategies to have leadership and confidence. But that's just the process, how to do this with your body, body language, voice, and this and that. But the bottom line, it's the results that you want. And so I implanted and taught you all these skill sets, which is the process, but then you got to actually 100 times a day use what you learn in real life when it really means something to create great customer service, right? So I've seen a lot of improvement on that, definitely. Even the way you talk to me, you know, and I'll tell you is that I know the difference. You may not know the difference, how you're just more confident in your thinking, making decisions, not being so middle of the road, not being such a nice guy about things. Now, if you wanted to take what I just said and say, yeah, I'm glad that I learned, I'm going to take this and build more, then you should take it for exactly what I said. Now, sometimes people want to hold on to the old them, even if it wasn't serving them well, out of a pride thing, right? And so for you to say, well, Uncle Skip, it's just I'm more used to you now, right? Don't let your mind go there, because trust me, I've been on this planet for many years. I've dealt with many men. You are more confident. You are more clear in your thinking. You are more decisive. It isn't because you know me more. Even how you use your voice, it's in a lower tone that shows calmness, poise, and confidence. When you answer questions that before with a mumble and at an even high point. So it's real confidence that you've generated. I'm going to tell you what I think, all the good things, and I think in the things that you need to work on as I look at this whole thing. Let's talk about in the gym. And I'm going to go through all the things, these points that are great. So in the gym, I mean, you definitely showed up. You were committed, done it the whole 17 and a half weeks, no flaking out. And even if you had something to go on, we made it up on a Saturday. All right, that's showing up for things in life and being committed to it. I mean, that's the biggest thing to anybody's success. So you show that you've always pushed yourself in the gym. You've been open up to all my suggestions. You executed. You learn a lot through osmosis, like I said. So in the gym, you've done a great job. Like I said, I think that if people were to, you know, see you in the gym, your buddies or your new buddies over at Santa Barbara, they'll think that you're a guy that's been training like 5 years. All right, so obviously you've done a lot. You pushed yourself. I know you've made some strength goals and some great strength progress. Overall, are you surprised by the amount of strength that you've gained? Like, when you really think about the weight that you're pushing, if you would have known that, if someone had told you you'd be lifting that much weight, you know, at the beginning of this journey, are you surprised overall?
Yeah, I am very surprised. I've made a drastic improvements in a lot of areas, and especially certain areas like bench press, for example. I think I started at 125 this summer. I did start at 125 this summer, and I can only do it like three times, four times, and now in week 17, this is, I did it, week 16, I did it 185 three times, and right. It's like a 60-pound difference in just 16 weeks, so. Right.
How much of all of this do you think is mental versus you just being physically stronger or physically more coordinated? How much is mental, how much is you've gotten physically stronger, do you think?
Oh, I think at least 60 or 70% is mental, because one of the biggest improvements I've made in the gym is from my mental standpoint and going at a set with a different mindset and knowing that I can do it and telling myself I can do it as opposed, like, I hope I can do this. And I think I go into every set like that now, and that's one of the big reasons why I can do the weight, push more weight.
And I really stress to him, every time he does make a major breakthrough mentally and emotionally in the gym, man, don't just waste it on the gym. In every situation, that if you're going to push yourself in regular life, in life, if you're going to push yourself, you're always going to go into that level of uncomfortableness of the newness, right? You're always going to be challenging yourself. That's just the way it is. So you got to go in there with that same attitude. All right, so yeah, that's the way I see you in the gym. You know, I'm not going to let you not have good form, feel, and execution. You know, I think you've done very well in the gym. Your physique, like I said, I think that, you know, if you wanted to be a bodybuilder, you have a tall frame for a bodybuilder, which, you know, I really don't even encourage that. You know, I could just see the maturity stacking. I mean, you could be a monster, you know, doing this, right? But you already have a very athletic physique. I'm sure that in a year of training, you're going to be walking someplace and people are going to confuse you for professional athletes, you know, and because you got a nice, nice physique, all those years of playing sports, and now this really advanced training is really giving you a level of muscle maturity and a physique really beyond, you know, your years of training. So the physique is great. I mean, you know, again, it's up to everybody and their goals. I mean, how hard do you want to push this? I mean, you're already relatively lean. If you gave 4 weeks of that 2,500 calorie diet, 100% execution, I know you're 2 weeks into it, then you could have ripped abs, that chest coming out. I mean, really impressive thing. I'm here to tell you that, yeah, you've gained muscle, but I'll tell you, you lose 1 or 2% body fat by really focusing on the diet, you'd be amazed just how much your body comes out in that physique. It's like a different physique. You know, just to use an example for you guys out there, is that, you know, I wouldn't even I was relatively lean as I competed for a show. Even if I was like 6 weeks out, I was lean. People would say, oh man, you look like you're ready for the show now, right? I wouldn't even want to really look at my physique until the last 3 or 4 weeks, because that's how much it changed. Even if I was lean, it would be leaner, and you just have a whole level of confidence, and you feel like when you practice your posing and whatever. So I'm telling you, you look good now, man. You lose 2% body fat, different physique comes out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Muscles pop out, roundness, maturity, abs, all those things. But, you know, I'm not there with you with the diet, but from everything you tell me, the way your body looks, the diet part, you know, you're doing well. So mindset, in the gym, training in the gym, the physical body. The manformation part, that's the thing that I'm most proud of, and I've seen the most growth in. I think that you have this nice guy mentality, don't rock the boat, you know, and whatever, good student, good kid, and all that. And that's all great, and you don't have to make it either or. You're some punk or you're that. So you built upon all that. That's where I've seen, you know, the biggest, you know, improvement, just the way you walk around the gym. I mean, your posture, everything is just so massively different that you probably, you know, can't really appreciate. You know, it doesn't seem like you get out all that much to, like, notice how people respond to you, but if you did before, when you go out there, you'll see that people respond to this physique, this level of confidence, this energy that you're putting out. I do think that a lot is from the gym. That's why I work so hard to use whatever connections and influence and smoothing I could to get you this job. And, you know, I want to share something that made me especially proud, and I've already talked to Ronnie. I shared it with the whole family. But so I've been training at this gym. It's a very nice resort-type, club-type gym, hotel setup, and I've been here ever since the day that it opened. And the general manager, you know, so I do whatever I can to pull strings. I mean, he's some of these Skip LaCour videos, DVDs that you see on the internet, it's in this gym, and I had to pull some strings, use some of my influence and persuasion and smoothing skills to even be allowed to film those that you see in this gym. So I built upon that relationship. So I introduced Ronnie to this gentleman, the general manager, to get him the job. And the guy said, hey, well, it's nice to meet you. Take your time, fill out the application online. It's up to you after that point. It means I can't get you the job, but I can get you the interview. Well, so now fast forward, 16 weeks, and I'm walking out of the gym on a Saturday, and then, one of the head type of personnel said, hey, Skip, Brian and I, and Brian is that general manager, does all the hiring for the entire hotel, entire restaurant, entire gym, not just the gym part. We were talking about you, and he goes, we don't see Skip, hey. And she actually called him up and said, Skip's here, He came out of his office on the Saturday just to say, and he said, hey, Skip, I just want to tell you, Ronnie is just an amazing kid. He's an awesome kid. That's his exact word. And we are so happy to have him here. And he said he's just a superstar. And then he even said things like, if Ronnie, I know he's going off school, man, if he doesn't find something better, we really want him to come back during his break to work, right? And then, he didn't often say it, shook my hand and said, maybe at the beginning, you were doing me a favor. I mean, I was doing you a favor, but turns out you really did us a favor, So it was just, really proud moment, good for you. I made sure I shared that with his parents, and everything like that. So that's awesome. But here's a question I want to ask you is, and I asked you this a few weeks ago, why do you think that is? Why do you think you're such an outstanding employee? All right. I've come in here, in and out for 11 years. It isn't like the employees suck here. They're all generally very good, right? So how do you stand out? And it's not to be cocky. It's just you should know what you do well, what makes you this people magnet where people like you and respect you so you can duplicate it in any area. Not just go, golly gee shucks, I don't know. All right, so why do you think you're thriving? Why they say these character quality things and go way out of their way besides you're just doing a good job? What do you think that is? And just be confident. Just tell it like it is. Why do you think that is? Because you want to duplicate that.
Well, I think I am very good at pleasing the customers. I think I always put a smile on their face whenever they walk in or whenever they need something. I get it for them as quick as possible and do whatever I can to get it for them. And pleasing the customers is something we really preach here. So, and giving them what they want. So that is something I think I do well. I also think I'm very attentive and pay attention to detail when I'm here. Like when I'm at work, I think I do that probably a little bit better than other people.
You need to know what makes you stand out, and it's not so much that you're cutting down other people or being arrogant, so you duplicate that, right? So
I just know what I need to focus on at each time of the day, and I think I always execute what needs to be done at a certain time, and that's what separates me from other people, maybe.
And then you're always on time. You volunteer for extra shifts.
Yeah, I'm always on time. Whenever they need me, I'm always on call for another shift. My manager always asks me if I want to cover a shift, and I'm always up to do it. So, yeah, I think that's a lot. There's a bunch of different reasons why you could say that they like me here, but those are probably a few of the top ones.
All right, and so the whole man formation journey, that's the thing that I'm most excited about. I mean, the muscle thing, that's cool, but I'm all about being more than just muscle. So that's, kind of how I – see all these things. So those are all the great things. Again, I'm just going to push you to a higher and higher level. So I'm going to talk about some things you need to improve on, and those aren't necessarily being negative, right? So when we talk about in the gym, you push yourself to a certain level, and this is something, guys, that Ronnie isn't hearing this for the first time, is that, and this is something you guys need to think about, is that when you're going well, it's how high do you want to take this mother effer? You know what I mean? What's amazing? What's outstanding to you? Ronnie got to a certain point, I would say about 3 weeks ago, and I think mentally he kind of leveled out, meaning that I think, hey, I'm good with this. You know what I mean? Now, again, I don't know if he consciously thinks about this. And, sometimes I said to him, I go, well, what kind of influence am I? And so I've always said to him, don't pace yourself by me. I mean, I've been to the mountaintop, and this isn't the most important thing to me. I produce at a high level in the gym, but my life is about Mass Machine Nutrition. My life is about coaching now. My life is about my family, right? But you're young, 21, man. You need to milk this sucker for everything it's worth. It's that eye of the tiger. It's constantly inching yourself up to higher and higher levels. And I don't know if he's really done a good job of doing that. I would rate it like a 6.5 out of 10 without me setting the pace, that him wanting to put 2.5 pounds on it. Even details like writing things down. He's kind of, you know, even though you've achieved a high level, man, you're not taking it over the top. And it's because I'm not pushing you over the top. And this wasn't a plan. I can't say I had this master plan. But I've noticed that you've gotten to a certain level and inch your way. It's kind of like, you know, if I'm not pushing you there, you're not taking it to that next level. And see, the big takeaway for you guys listening to this podcast is what you need to take away is that, see, this is what happens to guys. You know, they're training in the gym. They don't have anything to compare themselves to, so they're doing pretty darn well. They get happy with themselves. They get satisfied. That's good. You should be happy, right? But if one stud came next to you, like you're going to show up at Santa Barbara, there's guys who've been training for 5 years, they're going to walk up to you and they're going to say, whoa, where does this guy come from? And it's going to immediately take them to the next level. Well, unfortunately, most guys who would listen to a podcast like this, they're probably the biggest studs in their gym. That doesn't mean they're maxing them out their potential, right? So it's like you got to inch yourself forward. That's where it comes internally. And, you know, I'm not here to tell anybody, you know, how high they should take all this shit. You know, however you want to manage your life, whatever makes you happy. I just want it to be a planned thing. Because a lot of guys wake up, you know, 2 years later and they think they don't have any gains or they plateau. That's what I hear another thing. Besides, how do I lose this belly fat? I plateaued. Well, it's because they fall into a pattern like you have these last 4 weeks. Good is good enough. And they don't know that they could inch forward. Just today, we talked about Anonior Shrugs. You just added 50 pounds. And although it was challenging, you know, the weight that you've been all 17 weeks has been something that's 33% less than what you did today. I mean, you should have been pushing yourself that, you know, a long time before. Even the fact that, you know, a couple weeks ago, you hit the 185, that bench press, it's almost like I had to push you because you were approaching it and you said, whoa, wait a second, I didn't plan to reach this goal until the end of my journey and here I am already with 4 weeks left. And that kind of freaked you out where you were going to slow it down. All this stuff is mental. And this all applies to everything, you know, in life, you know. So like I said, I think you've done great. I think you're ahead of the most, but getting the most out of yourself, you know, inching up, eye of the tiger. And I'm not talking about you come some hardcore bodybuilder and this is all you think about. I'm just thinking about you use your talents to the fullest in the context of a great student with a great college life who trains at the gym, spends that hour a day, 5 days a week in the gym. I think it's only a 6.5. And that's, if you're doing great now, just think how much more you have inside of you, all right? So that's just some tough love. But again, what you guys can learn from that is, have you settled, you know? Have you been inching up? When did you stop inching up? Because I don't want Ronnie to wake up a year from now and realize that for the last year he's had a plateau that he's stuck at pretty much since he was with his Uncle Skip with 4 weeks to go. And then all of a sudden it's 12 months and he's at the same thing, all right? Nutrition-wise, I really think that, you know, you learned a lesson that how to really do this and how to do it with life by the contrasting of a regular life with some sort of discipline to the extreme. Now you know how to pace. That's probably the best lesson that you're going to learn. And as you know, they say that 80% of the way you look and feel is how you eat. You just talked about that's where the challenge is. You learn a massive lesson that you're going to be able to, you know, take with you for the rest of your life. See, like with me, I mean, I look at myself, I know exactly what I have to do. If I'm not as lean as I want or whatever, it's no mystery. It's just a matter of me doing it. And I think that you've learned that lesson and it'll be ingrained over and over again. Like I said, the physique part, I think you've got an amazing physique. I think that you can just, if you wanted to, just maintain that and your physique is going to be the most athletic, aesthetically pleasing physique around. You know, just if you just kind of maintain this, right? Didn't inch up to the next level, right? It's just an impressive physique. So that's a lot of genetics, but also the work that you've done. And one thing that I told him over and over again to display the muscles, his hard work, to display confidence to the world, is his posture. I really do believe, and that's what we've been working on, you know, putting his shoulders back, his neck, his chin back so his head is up. It just portrays, forget about his muscles and his physique, it just presents more confidence. Standing up to his full 6'1" frame, stretching himself out, just exuding that confidence and body language to the rest of the world, and displaying that physique that you've earned with the genetics, with your hard work, even makes it even better. It's just amazing how aesthetically better it looks by just these minor things. Do you see that too?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's posture. And I said to him, I go, man, dude, just focus on this. Be anal about it. Be meticulous. Go over the top and your focus on this for a month, and you're going to have it for the rest of your life. All right, so that's the physique part. Manformation part, just everything we've learned is just keep in mind everything I said. It's marinating right now. Just understand that life is challenging, and that's just because you want more out of life. But the more you take on challenge, the more you hit them head on, you fail or succeed, you just grow stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, life isn't about being settled. I mean, you should have a certain percentage of angst because you're always going to the next level, always going to unknown territory. You got to live with, I don't know, 20% angst, 30% angst. 70% certainty. What percentage of your life would you say, I got to do things I'm certain of versus I'm going out on a limb? I know this is abstract, you got to think about it, but that mindset of how much angst can I live with, what percentage versus how much certainty I have to live with, how would you break that down of you in the past?
In the past, I would say I lived with a lot more certainty, like probably like 70-30.
And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's all what everybody wants. I mean, that's a pretty good percentage, but it's all by comparison. Numbers don't mean anything, right? And it got you a certain quality of life. Was it everything that you wanted?
No.
Okay, so now what percentage would you say you're conscious of and comfortable and willing to take those risks and be uncomfortable? What percentage are you living in now?
Probably like 20-80.
Oh, really? So 20% is certainty, 80% I'm uncomfortable and trying new things?
Yeah, I definitely, I'm always looking for new ways to like improve myself and improve my body and stuff. And I think that this journey is what promoted that and got me to that way.
Well, that's how you grow. That's how you get the best things in life. And you're not always going to win, but you're trying more. And, you know, it's like, I always use this expression because a lot of guys think that they got to try things and they got to have a high percentage of wins. And if they don't have a high percentage of wins, then they think that they're doing it wrong. Right? And so they'll only try one or two new things. They'll live in that, how you described it, 30% new, discomfort, angst, and 70% certainty, right? And then they wonder why they don't have the best things in life. What I always like to say is that, you know, people know me as a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and all these things that for the last 25 years, right? And I'd like to tell them is that the Team Universe, you know, national, drug-free national championships, the biggest contest I did the first 10 years, okay? I was only the overall bodybuilding champion 2 years out of the 10, where I was the best bodybuilder who showed up in New York City for that, all right, 2 times. That means I was only 2 for 8. 8 times I went home, so I wasn't the best, right? Well, 5 times I won my weight class, right? So 5 times I went home, I'm not even the best. I'm not the best guy, but I was the best heavyweight. That means 5 times I wasn't even the best heavyweight. Okay? Right? But it was those 2 big wins and like I said, it wasn't like, you failed, you came in second, well, try again next week. No, you had to do it a whole another year. That was 10 years of my life, all this dieting, all this focus. But I'm known for those 2, not for the 8. So it's those big wins that you got to go for in life, and you're going to feel discomfort. Now, you got to remember something. When I say nothing has any meaning unless it's compared to somebody else, something else, right? So when I asked Ronnie, okay, on a scale from 1 to 10, really, you can't quantify that. His, you know, if he says something's a 7 or something's an 8 out of 10, that's just in his own mind, and that's all that's important. But it's really just comparing it to something else. So if he says, hey, I'm doing an 8 effort. Well, you might go, shit, that's a 10 to me or whatever, but it's just you versus you, right? So when he puts out that before he lived in 30% uncertainty, 70% certainty, that's his only, he only allowed himself to feel angst in 30% of the situations in life. Okay, that's just his relative terms too, and he compares that to now where it's almost the exact opposite. He's always looking for new ways. He's always trying to stretch himself, where it's 80% of the time uncertainty and angst and newness and 20% uncertainty. Now, again, is that really true? Do we have mathematical figures to see what he does? But it's just him comparing it to him. Again, so all these numbers, they're just relative to the person and his mindset. And so what do you think that's going to do, this new going for, this attitude, challenge yourself? What's that going to do for your life?
I think it's going to expand my opportunities and open up a lot of different things that I can do, whether it's with a job opportunity, an internship, and school, and making new friends, and just a bunch of different areas I can definitely expand on.
Yeah, so you know what? So we're going to wrap up this coaching session. If you guys are interested in this type of coaching, go to skiplacour.com. Email me at skip@skiplacour.com. Do this type of coaching. Hey, check out the manformation.com website if you want these type of things that I'm teaching Ronnie. But if you want to set up a coaching session with me, if you want some of this, you can get some of this. Yeah, you can talk to me. I can take you on by that. So check out that coaching. How we're going to do this next time before Ronnie leaves, one is I'm going to give him specific things that I want him to concentrate on the gym. You know, like for example, Ronnie, like foundation, I want you to really drive that home as you go there. Your breathing, right? Getting in that emotional state. Stuff we've all touched on, but there's going to be like about five or six things that I want you to write down. And those are the things to take you to the next level. So, you know, we'll talk about that. But then I want to do something that we did at the very first, you know, part of this journey. I want you to tell me your one-year goal is what you wanted. Right, and now this bigger, bolder Ronnie, who went through this entire journey, that lived in 20% comfort, 80% uncertainty, it's a whole different person. So you should be coming up with a whole different way that you want to experience this next year in your college life and goals, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's coming from a bigger, bolder Ronnie, which makes all the difference in the world what's going to happen. All right, guys, thank you so much for following this journey. Thank you so much for listening to this coaching session. I hope that you are getting, you know, what this means to you in your life and not just how this is helping Ronnie, because there's so much valuable information here. Make sure you come back to this website, skiplacour.com/journey. Go back, review. Again, the information is timeless. Send me an email. Tell me how much you're learning. All right? So for Skip LaCour, for Ronnie LaCour, I'm Skip LaCour. Train hard and think big.
See you later, guys.